And welcome back to Access Cleveland. Now, a lot of us are painfully aware of the high-profile cases that have affected our area the past month or so. So I want to tell you about a very cool app that will help you identify things that are going on in your community that may be suspicious and to get that information to law enforcement. That's right. It's time for us to speak up and say something. And with us today is Bill Schenkelberg, creator of a very nice and cool app.
We can change that. Okay. So what is, if we don't say creator, what can we say?
I'm the director of the Northeast Ohio Regional Fusion Center.
Director of the Northeast Ohio
Regional Fusion Center. This is an app that we're using as a tool.
Gotcha. Okay, let me go back.
Okay.
Okay. So one of the Northeast Ohio area businesses that is using this particular app to help is with us today, Mr. Bill Schenkelberg. You're going to talk about this app. You're going to tell us all about it and how it's helping you do your job a little bit better as well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. And also, we have with us Sergeant Sammy Morris. He's with the Cleveland Police Department. He's the public information officer. And he's going to help us out from the law enforcement aspect as well to tell us how this app can help the police department do their job a little bit better as well. So, Mr. Morris, how are you today?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for taking the time out, both of you gentlemen. So let's talk about it. What is the name of this app, Bill, and how does it work for you?
Well, the iWatch program was started in May of this year, and what it is, it's a free downloadable app for any smartphones 3G or higher for the Android and the iPhone. And what it is it enables the user to send in anonymous tips and leads to law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And what we do at the Fusion Center is we monitor it 24/7 for any tips and leads. I'd like to preface that by saying it's not a replacement for 911. Mm-hmm. So if anyone sees or hears, you know, of an emergency, they should still be calling 911 and talking directly to an operator and or a dispatcher. Mm-hmm. But this is something that citizens can use if they see something suspicious, if they see something, say something type program, and get it to law enforcement people, either on the local, state, or federal level. And that's kind of what the Fusion Center does.
That's awesome. So, Sergeant Morris, how important is it for the police department to get information fast?
It makes our job easier. First of all, I want to say once again that it's not a replacement for 911.
Right.
So if there's something happening that's an absolute emergency, call 911 no matter what community you live in, and the police will respond fast. But with the iWatch app, it helps us with the other things. Maybe there's an abandoned house or something that's causing problems in your neighborhood. You can send that to iWatch. You know, if you see something that just doesn't look right, you can call that in. But again, if it's an absolute emergency, we want you to call 911.
Right. Now, Bill, this app is 100% anonymous. So if I'm somebody and, you know, I'm a little concerned about, well, I don't want my information to be out there. Tell us about the privacy policy that's involved with this particular app. Does people have to worry about their information being out there?
No, none of their information will be shared with anyone, the information and or their identities, which we don't know because it's an anonymous feature. We follow strict federal guidelines as far as privacy rules. And we have a policy that we drafted, which mirrors the Department of Homeland Security's privacy policy. And that's what kind of drives how we retain our records and how we share our information with law enforcement.
Awesome. So now there's also a website, Bill, that's associated with this app. Let's talk a little bit about the website and what information is on there as well.
Sure. If anyone can download this free application to help the war on terrorism and crime through www.iwatchneohio.com. So that's iwatchneohio.com. And from there, you can download the app to your smartphone and then set up the pages however you want. And then from there, you can use it as a mechanism to get tips and leads to the Fusion Center and law enforcement.
All right. This is an awesome way for the community now to become more involved in crime prevention, because that's one thing that we've been talking about in the aftermath of the the kidnappings of Amanda, Michelle, and Gina, and now also with the events that's gone on in East Cleveland. This is a way for our community to become more involved so that we can look out for one another once again. Also, don't forget about 911, but this iWatch app definitely helps out as well. So, Bill, tell us more about anything else that you want to talk about, the Northeast Ohio Fusion Center and the work that you guys do there.
Sure. Well, before I get into that, just as far as some stats for the iWatch program, we launched it on May 14th, and to date, we've received over 250 tips and leads, some of those very specific in nature, which are now under investigation. So it's already paid off for us in many tips and leads that we've sent to local and some state and several federal law enforcement agencies. There have been over 3,000 downloads of this app within our Northeast Ohio region, which means there are now 3,000 civilians out and eyes and ears for law enforcement, which is a great tool for law enforcement. As far as the Fusion Center, we kind of came out of 9/11 and what happened. Everyone knows what happened with 9/11. There were numerous investigations as to why 9/11 occurred. A lot of that came to that the dots were out there and law enforcement failed to connect the dots. So when Department of Homeland Security was created, they created an undersecretary position to create the fusion centers nationwide. So currently there are 78 fusion centers nationwide. Every state has a fusion center. And so there's 50 states fusion centers, and there's 27 urban area fusion centers, which ours is the Northeast Ohio Regional Fusion Center. With that, we're tasked with connecting those dots from the local level to the state level to the federal level to make sure everyone's talking and sharing information so that, God forbid, another 9/11 doesn't happen again.
Right, right. Absolutely. That's excellent. Thank you so much for telling us about that. Now, as we put a bow on this thing, Sergeant Morris, I would like to ask you about the relationship, the community, the police department, and how this app can help. Because, unfortunately, we know that, you know, in some circles, that there's still the stop snitching thing that goes on. So, with an app like this, do you think that this is a way that maybe some people, if they still have that mantra in their head, that they can kind of get around that a little bit to try to help out our police department do their job better?
Definitely. and the whole thing with snitching, if somebody's doing something in your community or stealing something from you, that's not snitching.
Right.
The whole snitching thing came up years back when guys were together in crimes, involved in crimes as a group. And in order to get a better deal, they would tell on each other. That was what people initially said snitching was.
Right.
When somebody's breaking in your neighbor's house and you call the police and tell them that somebody's breaking their house, or you can even identify the person.
Right.
That's not snitching.
Right.
That's being an active part in the community. And with iWatch, and as Bill said, there's over 3,000 people that downloaded this app. So that's 3,000 sets of extra eyes and ears at the Division of Police, and not only in Cleveland, but all over the state of Ohio and our communities have that can, you know, let us know when certain things are going on. And a lot with iWatch, that information can also be used for tracking, which is one of the most important things in the police department, because when we receive this information, we have our crime analysis unit. That information goes to crime analysis, and they keep track of crimes in certain areas, and you develop what we call crime trends. And based on those crime trends, you can patrol certain areas. Maybe certain things are happening between 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock.
Right.
So you can patrol those certain areas, you know, a little different than you normally would. And if you live in the city of Cleveland, all of our crime stats and information is on our webpage. So if you go to the City of Cleveland webpage, Division of Police, you can pull up all the crime stats for your district.
Oh, that's
your
cool.
Area, your neighborhood.
Yeah, that's very cool. All right. Gentlemen, you know what? I really appreciate this interview that we had today, because I think that it's probably one of the most important interviews that we've done on Access Cleveland in light of everything that's been going on, again, with all the high profile cases that are in our area. You know what? It's really time for our community to become more involved, to help out our law enforcement so that, you know, we can clean up our streets. Clean up our streets.
Just
yeah,
like
please.
To add one more thing. Over the past 6 years, crime has actually been on a decline in the city of Cleveland.
Yeah.
And that's because of the community coming out, helping, having a better relationship with the police. Mm-hmm. But when you get these high profile incidents that occur,
that's the
crime has actually been on a decline,
right,
for the city of Cleveland for the last 6 years.
Good.
Again, you can go to the website, you can look at the crime stats, mm-hmm, for the past 6 years, and look in your district, whatever district you live in, and see what's going on.
Okay, awesome. Also, we have with us Detective Jennifer Chach from the Cleveland Police Department. Go ahead, Detective.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that in order to stay more connected with the community and involved, we are also using several social media sites, including Facebook and Twitter. Mm-hmm. You can follow us on Facebook at Cleveland Police Department, and on Twitter, our Twitter handle is @CLEPolice. Mm-hmm. So if you had information, we do vet some complaints via Twitter. It's not monitored 24/7 yet, but it is something.
Felicia or Ranisha, please call the front desk. Felicia.
Sorry about that. Okay, do that line one more time. It's not monitored 24. Go ahead.
Our sites are not monitored 24/7 at this point, but it is another tool that we use to stay involved and engaged with the community. So we would be happy to have everyone follow us too.
Okay. Cool.
And we're talking about missing persons. We also we have a missing persons webpage, mm-hmm, that's on the division's webpage. We also run missing persons sometime on Facebook and our chief's blog.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's a lot of things out there. People just have to know about them.
Right. Yeah. And that's basically what it is. The knowledge is power. You know what's out there to use. So take advantage of it and use it. Absolutely. And Bill, do you have a Twitter and Facebook page as well?
Right. The Northeast Ohio Regional Fusion Center also has a Facebook account. And if you just Google Northeast Ohio Regional Fusion Center, you'll see our links both to the iWatch and to our Facebook account.
All right. Awesome. All right. Once again, gentlemen and lady, I want to thank you so much for your time coming out and telling us about the iWatch app. I want you to go to iWatchNEOhio.com and find out more information about this app, or pull out your smartphones right now, your Androids, your iPhones. Go to either your Google Store or your iPhone App Store and download the app right now. It is free, and it won't take you but 2 minutes. Bill Shankelberg, Sergeant Samuel Morris, Detective Jennifer Chach, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you. All right.